This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump had called for immigration raids in more than a dozen major U.S. cities to start Sunday, but abruptly called them off on Saturday. AP's Julie Walker.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says they've been offering compromises on immigration that some other Republicans accept, but President Trump never wants to take the deal. Instead,
he keeps threatening different policies and doesn't follow through. We're going to stop all trade with Mexico. We're going to now deport people. We're going to put tariffs on Mexico. It's erratic and inconsistent, and nothing is getting done.
Trump had called for the raids in more than a dozen major cities, then abruptly called them off. Schumer says the real immigration solution is to let people claim asylum in their home countries. Julie Walker, New York.
One civilian has died and seven others were wounded Sunday in a Yemeni Houthi rebel attack on an airport in southern Saudi Arabia. The news came from the Saudi-led coalition on Sunday. Coalition officials say a parking lot at the Abu Baha airport was hit. A Houthi missile also struck last week, wounding 26. Human Rights Watch condemned the attack as a possible war crime. The Trump administration has backed off a threat of military retaliation on Iran and instead announced new economic sanctions.
On Monday, there'll be a significant set of new sanctions, and the world should know that we will continue to make sure it's understood that this effort that we've engaged in to deny Iran the resources to foment terror, to build out their nuclear weapon system, to build out their missile program, we are going to deny them the resources they need to do that, thereby keeping American interests and American people safe all around the world.
That's U.S. Secretary of Mike Pompeo.